I have 3 points, and I will present them very briefly. I think one of the most important issues as we think of a way forward is to deepen democracy and really affirm the various segments of the citizenry of each country, and where countries are moving from conflict, as the case of South Sudan has been presented here, there is need for continued support from the international community, but also from regional bodies to make sure that this indeed succeeds. Then the second issue that I want to emphasize is the centrality of the national system for coordination, with the government being the spearhead that coordinates all the other actors, and also making sure that there is a adequate and consistent concentration on making sure that this improves. Monthly meetings maybe, and not waiting until a disaster has struck and people have been displaced. Then lastly, in situations of refugees or displaced people, the centrality of service provision. Currently, you know, within the camps themselves, things like health, but for the long term, we have to have the centrality of education, not just basic education, but also education that prepares people for employment and livelihoods, your TVET kind of thing, that would then prepare people for integration even within the societies and communities where they are living, but again, for returning to their original homes. I think these three, in my view, are very important. And lastly, let me just say, honorable ministers, your excellencies, and ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the African partnership, thank you for coming to this spotlight session. And we really appreciate we had the representation from the entirety of the continent. So thank you very much.